Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Nothing more Baltimore Positive than when we move the Maryland Crab Cake Tour to a place where the sign says Best Pizza. We're at Pizza John's. We're in Essex. They do have a crab cake here. It is tasty. Not as tasty as those French fries and gravy are going to be a little later on in the cheesesteak. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Magic 8 Ball. I'm hoping that the lucky Tony Gwynn jersey along with the Magic 8 Ball. Luke Jones is going to be here a little later on. Dayshine, and we're going to talk Oriole baseball and get the season off. We're going to be in Toronto next week. We're going to be back with the Magic 8 Ball scratch-offs Wednesday for Game 2 when the Red Sox comes to come see us down at Fadley's at Lexington Market, where I'll be having a shrimp salad and a crab cake as well. I am going to be getting a pizza here today, probably several pizzas, probably a cheesesteak. I'm going to swallow a lot of aggression and some French fries and gravy, all of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. But we're going to start things with a very serious topic, but I'm going to start it lighthearted because Christina from GBMC, we were working together talking about this very important program that's very serious we'll talk about. And I said, we got to get Kelly on the show. And I only knew her first name at this time. And I said, sure, we'll do. Well, you know, there's a sextortion thing and recognize, prevent, protect. We're going to talk about all these things with GBMC and the SAFE program. But I said to her, you know, I'm doing a show this week, Friday. And, you know, if Kelly wants to come out, maybe she wants to come to Fadley's or Coco's, or maybe we're going to be over in Catonsville. We're going to be uptown at Cooper's in April because GBMC's sort of Towson. My brother was born at GBMC. And I said, but I'm going to be in Essex. You know, who wants to go to Essex except the guy from Dundalk? And she said, no, Kelly lives in Essex. And I'm like, well, then get her over. Does she know where Pizza John's? That's dumb, right? Anybody that, you know, are you from Essex? Do you know where Pizza John's is? And then Kelly shows up here, like, for breakfast to be the first guest and has stared at me. Half her family's here. When you said you were doing the show at Pizza John's, it's no problem getting the family out to eat pizza, right?
No, absolutely not. They're here for Pizza John's, not for me.
All right, what's your background? Like, your sister's over here, Stemmers, which is right around the corner, and you're Essex. But when I found out your last name was Truax, T-R-U-A-X, I've only known one other Truax, one of my all-time favorite humans in the world, and I was hoping you were related, but you're not. Terry Truax, during March Madness, no less, the longtime Towson basketball coach, was just a dear friend of mine. And I'm disappointed to hear that you're not related to him, but you're nice enough and smart enough, and you've got this Terry would be pleasured that you're doing something good for the community because he was that kind of man.
That's good to hear. Maybe I was related to him.
Well, Terry gave me all sorts of... Well, Terry's big sponsor that helped him was my dear friend in Dundalk at Captain Harvey's. The great Steve Cerrone. I ate so many Captain Harvey's cheesesteaks. He loved Terry, and Terry loved him, and I had this relationship. Before I was even on the radio, I knew Terry, and I was always out watching at the Towson Center and doing all that. But Terry gave me one of the great gifts ever, and this is for everybody out there. And I've had UCLA grads on the show that didn't know about this. John Wooden was the UCLA coach, and he has a thing called the Pyramid of Success, Life Pyramid. And it's a building block that he shared with everyone. And Terry was a devotee of John Wooden. He was a basketball coach, right? He also worked for Dean Smith. So he gave me this Pyramid to Success that literally is autographed by John Wooden, and it's on my poster wall. So Terry Truax is with me every single day of my life. Kelly Truax is here. She's from GBMC and the SAFE program. We're going to get serious about it. You got an event coming up in a couple of weeks, but let's talk about what's going on, because social media has... Lord knows, I get more hate mail than I could possibly get if I just, you know. Social media has opened things up for a whole bunch of things that we don't want to know about, but we have to know about, especially when it involves children, right?
Absolutely, yes. So one of the big topics that we, you know, talk about at the SAFE program at GBMC is the topic of sextortion. We are seeing it happening at an alarming rate with children.
When you say that word, I'm thinking, like, is that like porn revenge, you know, like amongst adults? But you're talking about children.
This is children. It's basically sexual blackmail. It is exploitation. You know, just to put it in simple terms, hey, I have these explicit pictures of you, and if you don't do what I tell you to do or give me what I'm asking of you, then I'm going to release these out to your family, your church, your school, your coaches. I'm going to post them on the internet.
And they might not even be real, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, AI has change the game. I mean, every Monday morning I see these press conferences after football games where they change the coach's lips to say awful.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, I got to be next for this, right? But this is – but kids have the ability to do this, and obviously it's a terrible thing. And this is boys to girls, girls to girls. What is this –
So we have seen it at the SAFE program where it has been peer-to-peer, but typically what we're seeing is that this is a person that is, they're meeting them on the internet, and this person is pretending to be someone that they're not. So what we are seeing is typically it is a teenage boy that believes that he is talking to a woman or another teenage girl on the internet and basically forming a relationship until they start exchanging pictures or videos. And then at that point, the person, you know, the person that is doing the exploitation knows that they have this child with their back up against the wall, and they will say, I'm not who you think I am, and if you don't send me $500 in Amazon cards, or you don't send me so much money in gaming tokens, or if you don't, you know, cash at me, then I'm gonna send these pictures to everyone you know. I have already done my research. I know who, you know, every single person that follows you on Instagram. It is going to go out to your entire friend group. So you better do what I'm asking you to do, or else.
TikTok, big problem with this, and young. So we're talking 11 to 17, or are we talking
younger?
Kids younger. 9 and 10 are getting on social media, really?
Absolutely, absolutely. Some of
I got to wake up. I mean, I'm glad you're here, because this is, I mean, I just don't know if I had a grandchild how quickly they would have one of these in their hands by the time they open their eyes, pretty much, right?
Right.
And then it becomes much like, I guess, our cable boxes when our parents is trying to navigate what you can turn on and off on a phone, correct? But email, right?
Any child that has a device is at risk for being exploited. It's very, very scary. Instagram is, plays a big factor in that. But I mean, some of the other apps that are, you know, that we're seeing this on, Roblox, which a lot of children have access to, what they will do to, you know, get with, you know, get
I've never
children.
Heard of this. Say that again.
Roblox.
This is, I'm not a parent. Go ahead.
So it's a game for kids. And what they will do is they will go in and they will start messaging the child in Roblox and then encourage them to move to a different app like Snapchat, where they're able to exchange pictures.
So this isn't a pedophile thing per se. This is an extortion money thing.
Absolutely.
Targeting adults, targeting children.
Yes, these are adults. And what we're seeing more and more is these are people from other countries. These are people from other countries.
And that doesn't shock me at all. Yeah. That doesn't shock me at all, that
yes.
part of it.
Yeah, it's very, very scary. And the other thing is any app that has a chat feature is, you know, it should be monitored heavily if that is in the hands of a child. Those apps are really, really scary. Like I said, Roblox, Instagram, Snapchat.
Well, every adult has been phished. I mean, how many people do you know that have had their Facebook hacked? We've all gotten the email from the king of some place in Africa that wanted $1 billion and like chain letters. I mean, it started with chain letters, right?
Right.
This is a disturbing place, and you're doing an event here to benefit
yes.
on April 11th. And talk a little bit about the event and what people can come out, because I want to talk more about how to protect these young people.
Sure. So the event is on April 11th. That is a Friday. That is our annual Walk a Mile. It is the 10-year anniversary of Walk a Mile in their shoes. It is a 1-mile family fun walk around the campus of GBMC. There's going to be tons of
beautiful
games.
Campus, yes. Tree lined.
It is a beautiful campus. And they're
still under construction.
No,
it's over.
No, it's done.
All right,
it
I gotta find out,
done.
Man. It's sort of like Boston. It was under construction for a long time.
Yes,
you know?
And it's beautiful. It is gorgeous. I do have to say.
All right,
it's gorgeous. But it's a family fun walk. There's going to be a lot of games, prizes. There's raffles. There's going to be excursion giveaways. Just a really nice event, and all of the proceeds go back to support the GBMC Sexual Assault Forensic Examination and Domestic Violence Program,
which is a much larger thing than what we've just talked about. Tell me about the big picture SAFE and domestic violence program. That's all encompassing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on,
yes.
A lot of work that you do. And I know from talking to Christine about this, that if a woman is assaulted in this region, you are really the place that woman would be examined, would be helped. mental health, just all the wraparound that needs to happen after the unspeakable happens.
Yes. So any person that is the victim of a crime such as sexual assault, child abuse, domestic violence, intimate partner violence, human trafficking, if they are a victim of one of these crimes, they come to our hospital if they are needing medical attention. You know, we also treat...
That's the region or the county, to sit anywhere?
We are the only provider in Baltimore County, yes.
In the county, okay.
Yes. All right. We treat across the lifespan from birth till death. So all of our nurses that work for our program, they are... certified to work with children all the way up through adult. We also have a 24-hour advocacy program where we have advocates that are able to work with patients to give that like on-site immediate crisis counseling and then link them to other resources in the community. Because after, you know, suffering, you know, from such a traumatic event, we just don't want to provide medical care and say, okay, here you go.
Go back,
you know,
out on the street.
Yeah,
right.
There you go. So, you know, we've made sure, you know, with this program that we're able to provide every single service that, you know, that we possibly can to our patients to, you know, work with them through this process and back to healing.
How long have you been with GBMC and SAFE, and how long has the program been implemented?
So I have been at GBMC for 6 years. I volunteered for the program for a few years before that. And I believe the program has been around, I'm really not
well,
sure.
Well, I'm just saying, how it's far been... along that this has come in regard to, there used to be a point where a woman would have this happen and say, we don't believe you, which is on the one end, to now where... We're bringing that there really has been a lot of thought in this century, I would say, about the mental health part of this, mm-hmm. not just the perpetrator and the crime, but understanding better that there needs to be more than just you go to the clinic after something like this happens. It is
right.
And this is where the funding comes in, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why the funding is so important. We get a small reimbursement for our patients. However, we do not make money for the hospital. This is a free and confidential service that we provide to our community members. So we heavily rely on our community and philanthropic giving, you know, to keep our program running.
This 10 years you guys have been having the Walk a Mile.
Yes.
Walk a Mile in the Shoes. It's a GBMC benefiting the GBMC Safe and Domestic Violence Program. It's Friday, April 11, 4 o'clock. April 11, Friday, 4 o'clock. So that's perfect. It's going to be 65 and sunny, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Perfect day to take a walk.
And John Harbaugh is our honorary
chair. Is he coming out?
Yes, he is.
He's going to walk a mile?
He walked a mile with us last year as well. He came out as a supporter. He walked the Stevenson football team.
I like
team.
To hear yeah. him doing things in the community.
Yeah.
That's good, especially this time of year.
Yeah, the Stevenson football team, they're a huge supporter. They've come to the walk for several years. When they saw John Harbaugh, they were starstruck. And he literally took pictures with every single person that asked for a picture. He took team pictures. It was really cool to see. It was cool to see, you know, how excited these guys were to see him. There was actually one of the players that walked up to him and said, I'm never going to be good enough to play for the Ravens, but can I still take a picture with you? Which I thought was super cute. But it's a really great event. And especially with that walk, we want to be there to support our survivors. We have a lot of survivors that do attend, and be able to give back to the community, you know. And
this is an interesting time to do a walk on a Friday afternoon because a lot of these things are 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning or 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Or they're somewhere at, no offense to United Stadium or the Camden Yards, but you're doing it right on your campus.
Yes.
Like, so that's...
Yes.
I don't have to ask where it is.
No, absolutely not. You just pull up the hill and you will see the signs directing you to the walk.
How many folks will do this?
It varies every year. We're thinking this year is going to be pretty huge.
Well, I think a Friday afternoon's interesting because it feels like a little sunset hat. Late in the day, this time of year, perfect. Mm-hmm. I went for a walk yesterday. 65
yes.
degrees.
Yes.
You got to think warm around here. I'm going to Toronto next week for opening day, and I looked at the forecast, 38 snow, 35 snow. And I'm like, I'm going to need to walk around GBMC on April 11th. You can go learn more about all of these things at gbmc.org. /walk-a-mile. I'm going to have all this up on the website at Baltimore Positive as well. Other things going on at GBMC. I know it's like big year, big things happening over there, construction's over and all that. What other events does SAFE do during the course of a year? And what other information you want people to know about other than just the obviously the beginning of this sextortion thing, which I had literally never heard about with kids. I mean, what's the name of that game?
Roblox.
Okay. All right. I haven't played that game yet. Now I'm...
You know, this is our big annual fundraiser. We really heavily rely on Walk a Mile. Our community is great. We have donors that give back to us all year long, but this is the big one that we have. So, you know, and our program is very, very big on education. Education is the key to prevention. So we run a very successful outreach program. We are out in the community. At least one of us every day of the week. We go into a lot of schools. We just presented at Eastern Tech last week. We were there for 2 full days. We present to all of the health classes on topics like intimate partner violence and social media safety. So, you know, we're...
And none of this stuff was happening from an educational standpoint 25 years ago. It really wasn't.
I know, and it's very, very scary. But what the rewarding thing is, you know, we do these presentations and we put our emails out there, and then you get emails, not from the teachers, you get emails from the students. And I, you know, just at Eastern Tech, I got 5 emails from students that said, hey, you know, we have a One Love Club. Would you be willing to come back and talk about intimate partner violence with our One Love Club? We had 2 that said, hey, can we volunteer at your walk? You know, that's the rewarding part, because you know that these kids are listening, you know, getting that feedback. And, you know, even if one kid out there is listening to what we say, we're protecting one child.
We are in Essex. We're at Pizza John's talking about all sorts of community things going on here in EVT. You got Essex and Kelly Truax is here from GBMC and their SAFE program talking about the big event. It is the Walk a Mile in Their Shoes event. It's the 10th anniversary. It's Friday, April 11th, benefiting GBMC's Safe and Domestic Violence. I knew I would get that wrong before it's all over with. And I'm big appreciation to Christina for putting this thing together. Did I leave everything in or out? Are we good? We're going to talk about pizza. What's on your pizza here at Pizza John's? Miss Pizza John's, real Essex person here. So what's your favorite? I want to hear about this.
I don't want you to get on me.
I'm not going to judge you if you eat anchovy.
It's just cheese. I know you have an issue
when
with
that.
When
I was 10, I ate cheese, you know? So my thing is and I'm trying to get them to rename it the Dundalk Venezuelan Special, but it's called the Hawaiian up on the thing, but you don't want to get the Hawaiian because it's just got ham and pineapple. You need to get the crispy pepperonis on it. So I get the ham, pineapple, which is Hawaiian, and then I add the pepperonis. And it's really important, and you know this, that the pepperonis go on top. Because they get crispy, they get nice, and then that's you don't eat pepperoni?
I like cheese.
You don't eat mushroom?
I love mushrooms, and I
not
will eat
pizza.
It on my pizza, but my preference is just a plain cheese.
Is it the way it looks, the way it tastes? Is it a texture thing? What is the problem?
I don't know. It's just what I like.
All right, well...
That's
more toppings for me. I mean, that's what
true.
It is. So that's fine. Cheese pizza, any kind of pizza you want. Stop by and see our friends at Pizza John's. Kelly's actually from Essex, so it made it nice and easy to come over. This guy's not from Essex, but we let him hang out over here. Todd Schuller is here from Blondell Miller Schuller, the former you were a councilman, right? Not a state. I said senator. You delegate. You were delegate, not a councilman. So I knew I was going to mess that up, all these politicals. Todd Schuller will be here. We'll be discussing democracy, pizza, accidents, basketball, and probably it's March. We'll be discussing his Preakness crawdad boil. Don't ask. It's a long story. My thanks to Kelly Truax. My thanks to everybody from GBMC for making it over. Walk a mile in their shoes. Kelly's got her sister, her family all staring at us waiting for cheese. Is that you're not going to order cheese, right? You're going to get some toppings? All right. Get some proper French fries and gravy. That's what they do here. I'm going to get me a cheesesteak with – and they make fun of me because I get lettuce, tomato, onion, mushroom, a little bit of mayo. No hots. I don't need any hots this weekend, but – get it all down here. Come get your chicken parm, get you some pizza. And if you like cheese, they make that too. And it's delicious, and it costs less. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. For being on the program, Kelly's getting a Magic 8-ball Maryland Lottery scratch-off ticket.
Thank you.
I'm going to sandbag Schuller. I think I gave you the lucky one there. We're back for more. We're Pizza John's in Essex. Stay with us. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour.